Hi, I'm Rose, and you have joined the Clear Vision television program with me today, and I am so happy you have chosen to turn on television and be with me and hear about the Lord. And today we've got a fantastic program. We're going to be talking about how big is your God? How big is your God? Is He big? Is He little? Is He medium? Do you live to give? Are you given to live? Let's talk about it. I'll be back shortly. And when I come back, we're going to find out how big God really is. In the name of Jesus, I love you. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Order today your special two-book and CD Christmas package with your gift of $20 or more. Book one is God's Rich Life in Excellence. This timely teaching by Rose shows you 8 powerful steps to follow that keeps you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Book two is God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. This compelling book by Rose helps you come to know, as never before, the power of your victorious Lord God. Learn today your victory over the enemy. And Mercy's Voice Piano Instrumental CD feature Rose's original songs and special arrangements of classics such as Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Wind Beneath My Wings, I Need Thee Every Hour, and many more. Listen, rest, and dwell in the divine presence of your God.
Hi, I'm Rose, and I'm so glad to be in your living room or your house, in any part of your house with you today. I am so excited to be able to come to you with this message because I have been thinking the last probably several months about the size of God and the bigness of God, because so many people don't see God that way. They see God as a limited individual, a limited God in their life. He can take care of their small things, but He can't take care of the big things. And then some people think that He can take care of the big things, and He's not interested in the small things. So let's start out today with our scripture. We're going to look at Psalm 68:19, and I want you to be thinking about the question of how big is your God? How big is He? Is He big enough for you to live to give? And Psalm 68:19 starts us off and says, Blessed be the Lord who bears our burdens and carries us day by day, even the God who is our salvation. God is to us a God of deliverances, and to God the Lord belongs escape from death, setting us free. Beloved, I want you to repeat with me right now, how we want to stand with God. We want to understand and stand with God that He is beyond anything we can ask. He is unlimited. He is beyond our comprehension in the natural mind. He is a God that wants you to expect Him to do what He says He'll do. He's a God that wants you to be happy. He wants you to know that a major key in enjoying your life, which is why Jesus came, is that you have life to enjoy in abundance to the full till it overflows. And a major key to enjoying your life is giving. I have met thousands upon thousands of people in my life, and I talk with hundreds of people every week. And I have to tell you, there is always the factor when someone is suffering, when someone is lacking in something, that they have not learned yet how big God is in their life. They've not learned how to give with God. So let's say this little verse here for a minute. It says, I am expecting favor. Just repeat this with me. I'm expecting favor. I'm expecting enlightenment. I'm expecting power, ideas and concepts to rain down on me because I'm loaded. See, God is a God of provision. Let's look at Psalms 115, 13, 16. I was raised as a young girl in the Eastern Kentucky Mountains and then later on in Lexington, Kentucky. And I got to live where the mountains there rise up just like here in Tennessee. They rise up above you. And you always feel, as you walk around, as a child, I always felt like I was so small. because I saw the size of those mountains. And then as I got older and I began to walk and climb and go on hikes and get into those mountains, I began to get up on the top of them. And one day I was looking out over the tops of those mountains, out over the valleys in the town I lived in. And all of a sudden I realized this is a huge mountain, bigger than I even thought it was. And now I'm on top of it. And as I stood on top of that mountain and I looked over across the river of the town and I looked down over the town, I couldn't help but think as a little child, 5 years old, how big I felt. I didn't feel like 5 years old anymore. I didn't feel like a little girl. I felt like a big girl. See, you may be watching today, and you've thought that you are nothing. You've thought that you're nobody. You've thought that you can't achieve the things in life that God has planned for you. You've been thinking that you can't do what God's asked you to do. You've been thinking that you can't do it because you don't understand what to do. Well, honey, God's big, and He's big enough to not only help you do what you do, He's big enough to tell you what to do. What our part is to obey Him. So let's look at Psalms 115, and we'll start with verse 13, and then when we come back in a few minutes, we'll finish this scripture. But right now, let's look at Psalms 115, 13. God will bless those who reverently and worshipfully fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord God will give you increase more and more, and your children. You are destined in life. You are destined for happiness. You are destined for God to multiply back to you all that you give. I have learned in my life to live to give. I've learned to look for people, to look for ways to give to people. I've looked for ways to be able to let God give to me. So often we are so busy sometimes even giving to others that we don't give to ourselves. Well, God wants you happy. God wants you blessed. God wants you fulfilled. God wants you touching and reaching out to other people. And He wants you taking care of yourself. So when I come back in a few minutes, we're going to break here for our product offer, our Christmas package we want to offer you. And when I come back, we're going to go on further with this teaching. And I want to show you how you can put God into your life, into the size that you, at least in some way, that you think He is. God's bigger than your disease. God's bigger than your ideas. God's bigger than your sicknesses. God is big. I'll be back in just a minute. Stay with me.
Order today your special two-book and CD Christmas package with your gift of $20 or more. Book one is God's Rich Life in Excellence. This timely teaching by Rose shows you 8 powerful steps to follow that keeps you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Book two is God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. This compelling book by Rose helps you come to know as never before the power of your victorious Lord God. Learn today your victory over the enemy. And Mercy's Voice Piano Instrumental CD feature Rose's original songs and special arrangements of classics such as Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Wind Beneath My Wings, I Need Thee Every Hour, and many more. Listen, rest, and dwell in the divine presence of your God.
Welcome back, and I can tell you, I am just as amazed as I think about and I go through life and endure and have to put up with some of the distractions that I have to put up with. It's just as enormous, isn't it? When you're trying to do something, no matter what it is you're trying to do, the enemy always wants to distract you. See, you have a big God that wants to big bless you, and you have a little enemy that acts like he's big, and he wants to distract you from God blessing you. Well, God's bigger than him. God's bigger than you. God is bigger than this entire universe. He created this universe. He created it with his words. And he's going to maintain it with his words. and He will use you and your voice to maintain the size that He is of this creation that He created for you. I want you to look with me real quick at Luke 6:38, because we have ways that God teaches us to be on top of everything. I spoke a few minutes ago about being on top of a mountain as a little girl when I was growing up in the eastern Kentucky mountains, and how big I thought those mountains were until I got up on top of one of them. But once I got up on top of that mountain and I looked out, I realized that I was not the little person down below there that I thought when I was looking up from down in the valley. See, when you get in a valley, when you get in a place with your circumstances, when you get into a situation where you're fighting financial debt, or you get in a position where you're trying to fight off a disease, you start fighting that disease and you start fighting that issue and that circumstance until finally it gets bigger than God is. It gets bigger than you are. Well, I know there's people watching today that their circumstances have overwhelmed them. I know that your circumstances have gobbled you up in life. Maybe it is a sickness in the family. Maybe it's been the death of a loved one. Maybe you've been years grieving for a loved one that's gone on to be with the Lord, and you can't seem to bring yourself to understand and accept that God wants your life to go on. Well, beloved, there's ways that God has planned. He has absolutely laid out His divine plan for us to be able to overcome. Let's start with Luke 6:38, and it's very, very simple. It says, "Give, and gifts will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Will they pour into the pouch of your bosom, of your robe, and used as a bag? For with the measure you deal, with the measure you deal out, with the measure you use when you confer benefits on others, it will be measured back to you." Are you living to give? Are you giving to live? Are you living to give? That means, do you get up every day and say, "Father, I just want to know today, who would you have me serve today? Who would you have me pray for? Who would you have me sow a financial seed to?" Are you getting up asking that question? Or do you get up asking, "Well, let's see, I can give to this one today, and that will please them, and maybe they'll give back to me tomorrow." That's the difference of giving to live and living to give. We've got a God that's so big that He gave us everything. He gave us His Son. He created this universe for us. He created us, and He created us so we could have the life that He has planned for us. God asks us to reach out and touch people. He asks us to give of our time, our talents. He asks us to give our resources. He asks us to give of everything we have. That's why on this program, I'm always offering free things at the end. And today we're going to be, in this whole month, we're going to be offering a wonderful new devotional called 30 Days, The Champion in You. See, God created you as a grand champion. I grew up in, again, Kentucky, and that's big horse country there. And my family had horses, and we rode horses, and we raced horses, and we bred horses. And I got to be involved growing up in a wonderful part of life where champions were born, champions were developed. And people were part of the lives of even just animals that were grand champions. But see, God's made you a grand champion. He's not created you to be helpless. He didn't create you to be selfish. He didn't create you to fear that you won't have. He created you to give. He created you to give to Him, to give to others, and to give to yourself. He created you that way, and He's able to help you do that. Let's ask the Lord today. Let's ask Him to show us, how does He want us to give? What does He want us to give? Where does He want us to give? Let's ask God to reveal Himself in such a way that there isn't even a question about it. Let's ask Him to show us what we can do as we step forward every day throughout the day to be aware of someone else and their need. Let's ask God that today. And He's going to answer when you ask Him, because His Son said in John 10:10, I have come that you have life, have it abundant, prosper, and be in good health. Now, when Jesus said that, He was talking to us today. He has come for us to have and enjoy life. And I want us to have the best and the biggest life we can have. I don't know if you have a family, if you have a lot of children, but I have a lot of grandchildren. I have a lot of wonderful friends and family in my life. And I've learned how to give. I've learned to live to give. I'll be back in a minute, and I'll talk more with you about this.
Order today your special 2-book and CD Christmas package with your gift of $20 or more. Book 1 is God's Rich Life in Excellence. This timely teaching by Rose shows you 8 powerful steps to follow that keeps you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Book 2 is God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. This compelling book by Rose helps you come to know as never before the power of your victorious Lord God. Learn today your victory over the enemy. And Mercy's Voice Piano Instrumental CD feature Rose's original songs and special arrangements of classics such as Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Wind Beneath My Wings, I Need Thee Every Hour, and many more. Listen, rest, and dwell in the divine presence of your God.
Welcome back. I am so excited to get the opportunity to be with you today, and I want to thank the many, many callers that watched the last few programs and called in and were such a blessing. They didn't know, I don't think you knew, how much of a gift you were to me to call in and say what a gift this show is to you. But I thank you for that, and I want to encourage you to support the program. I want to encourage you to consider your sowing your seeds, your financial seeds, to bless not only this program, but to bless those that are watching that need to hear what we're having to say on the power of God and who we are in Christ. But as we continue on, I want you to understand that God is so big. He's a creator of this universe. He's the creator of you. He's the creator of everything in this universe. See, we think we do everything. We've got ideas, and we've got plans, and we have inventions, and we have discoveries, and we fail sometimes to remember where those ideas came from. Any good thing comes from God, and every idea comes from Him. He's a big God, and He's able to give you big ideas. I want us to look back again at Psalms 115:13-16, because it not only includes the earth in God's bigness, but it includes the heavens. 15 says, may you be blessed of the Lord who made heaven and earth. The heavens are the Lord's heavens, but the earth has He given to the children of men. Beloved, I don't know that I have the right words. I don't know that I have the amount of time even to impart to you the power of God, the glory of God, the presence of God, the desire of God to bless you, to be a blessing for you, to be a blessing to you. God has designed you and designed and created this earth in such a way that you can be blessed no matter where you are, what you're doing. When we were talking earlier, a little bit ago, we were talking about God's resources. God has resources that He's given you that you may not even realize are from Him. I have a little grandson that's 7 years old. I have several grandchildren, but this one little one, he wants to pray when we eat, and he wants to witness and tell people. And he's 7 years old, and he carries these little pocket tracks in his pocket with happy faces on them. And when he prays, I love to hear, Linwood's his name, I love to hear Linwood pray, because at 7 years old, he understands the bigness of God at the level that any human being can comprehend it. Isn't that the way with children? He'll sit at his little table, and we'll be ready for supper, and everything's laid out, and I love to have pretty things on the table. And Linwood will start praying. He'll say, thank you, God. Thank you for your love. Thank you, God, for my fork. Thank you, God, for my water. Thank you for my juice. He starts naming everything that's at his plate. He starts naming the things that are on the table to eat. And he starts naming his clothes. He'll say, thank you, Father, for these great pants that I have on. See, Linwood understands that God has provided him everything. And that's what's making him be able to become the giving child that he is. It doesn't matter what he has. It doesn't matter how valuable it is. It doesn't matter how long he's had it. He's willing to share it. He's always coming and asking me, what can I do, Mimi? What can I do for you? When he was younger, about 5 years old, one day we were getting ready to leave the house, and he said, Mimi, carry me to the car. Can you carry me? And I didn't think that day that I could pick him up and carry him. I had on some clothes that were all, you know, fixed and ready to go where we were going. And so I leaned down and I said, Linwood, you're getting too big to carry now. I don't know if I can carry you. I think you're going to get too big one day for me to carry, aren't you? And he looked at me as serious as he could, and he said, Mimi, one day I'll be big like my daddy. And when I get big like my daddy, he says, then I'll carry you. I don't know what you think when you hear that, but it brings tears to my eyes of joy that this little child, 5 years old at that time, could think past the moment, could think into the future, and could think that he one day would be big enough to carry me. That's the kind of God we have. He's big enough to carry you. He's big enough to carry your burdens. He's big enough to carry your sorrows, your griefs. He took your griefs and sicknesses and anxieties and diseases on his back with his son Jesus. He's already done this. Let him have them. Let him have them so that you don't have them anymore. Let him carry you. He's big enough to carry you. He's big enough to take care of you. He's big enough to give care to you. God is big enough. If you have a need today and you will agree with God to plant a seed, whether it's finances or it's health or it's your marriage, he's big enough, honey. He can carry you, and he can give you all that you need to meet every need you have according to his riches and glory. I love you, and I'll see you in just a minute.
Order today your special two-book and CD Christmas package with your gift of $20 or more. Book one is God's Rich Life in Excellence. This timely teaching by Rose shows you 8 powerful steps to follow that keeps you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Book two is God's Cooking and the Devil's Well Done. This compelling book by Rose helps you come to know as never before the power of your victorious Lord God. Learn today your victory over the enemy. And Mercy's Voice Piano Instrumental CD feature Rose's original songs and special arrangements of classics such as Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Wind Beneath My Wings, I Need Thee Every Hour, and many more. Listen, rest, and dwell in the divine presence of your God.
I just love being in this studio with these wonderful people in here with me. They have blessed me today. I've done everything but turn this table over. I almost did that while I was waiting to come back. But that's the joy of the Lord, isn't it, when we can laugh about no matter what's going on? I have a wonderful book today I want to offer you at the end of the program. You'll hear more about it. But it's a 30-day devotional. It's called 30 Days, The Champion in You. I believe you are a champion. I believe and know with all my heart and all my strength that God has made you a grand champion. He's made you a grand champion in His kingdom. He's made you a grand champion in His mind, in His spirit, in His heart. He's made you to be beyond anything you can dream. And He wants to bless you. So I want us to pray today. And I want you to pray with me. I want you to speak out loud after I pray with me. I want you to say, Dear Father, I thank You. I thank You for teaching me how to live to give. I thank You for Your opportunities to share Your love and compassion with others today, Father. Lord God, I know that as I step out to give of myself, You will use me to be a blessing to others. Father, thank You. Thank You for Your goodness. Thank You, Lord, that Your mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Thank You, Lord, that I'm going to dwell in the house of You, Father, forever. Thank You, Father, that I can hear Your word, that I live in a country where the Bible is not forbidden. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, that Your Son came, that I have life. I have it to enjoy. So, Father, help me. I ask You right now, Father, that You help me, that You help me to enjoy my life beyond anything I can imagine. I thank You for that, Father. I thank You and give You all glory and honor in the name of Jesus, that I have come before You now and asked this, and Lord, You've heard me and You answer me. Thank You for that, Lord. Thank You, Father, that You planned a rich life in excellence for me. Thank You. Lord, thank You that I can live to give. Thank You that it's not a burden to me. It's a burden that You bear. Anything that I don't understand, anything that I have to deal with, thank You that Your Son came and He overcame the world and deprived it of all power to harm me. Thank You, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank You.
This month's free offer is 30 Days to Champion in You. Do you want to experience the abundant, rich life in Jesus has promised in John 10 and 10? This simple yet extremely effective daily devotional by Rose is a powerful tool to help you set your thoughts on victory. To the glory of God, God has promised to lead you in total victory as His grand champion in every area of your life. Order your free offer today, and don't forget our special Christmas package for your gift of $20.